if he were looking for Noah, he'd probably be at the flood at Glen Canyon Dam. What started as a very experimental experiment in 1996 happened again in 2004 and in 2008. And today, the fourth high-flow experiment at the dam is underway. USU professor Jack Schmidt is a geomorphologist in the Department of Watershed Sciences and was one of the scientists that came up with the idea for these floods 20 years ago. He's now the chief of the USGS Monitoring and Research Center in Flagstaff, Arizona, and is monitoring the current experiment. So, Dr. Schmidt, what is the point of these floods? How are these floods utilized?
The primary changes in the physical structure of the Colorado River in the Grand Canyon has been that the river, Colorado, obviously in Spanish means red, and that name comes from the tremendous sediment loads that the river once carried. And those sediments are now deposited in Lake Powell Reservoir. And the river only transports about 5% of the sediment load it once transported. In response to that, the sandbars along the river's edge and the river deposits along the edges are now much smaller, and that causes changes in the habitat for the native fish. And it also causes changes in the substrate available for riparian vegetation. And so there is a tributary to the Colorado River. It's called the Paria River. The Paria River has its headwaters in Bryce Canyon National Park. And whenever that river floods, it brings sand into the river. It's a tiny supply, but it's all we have to work with. And so the protocol is that whenever those sand supplies have been delivered from the Paria River, then within a month or two, there'll be a flood release at a Glen Canyon Dam to sort of redistribute that sand from the bed of the river up to the river's edges. And in August and September of this year, the Paria River had modest floods. And so because this political agreement existed, let's have a small, modest, high-flow release out of the dam and try to accomplish some good, and that's what's going to happen next week. And so in some ways, this event is a scientific success story in us learning enough from a science and engineering standpoint to be able to implement a flood like this. And at the same time, it's a celebration of the creation of a new political process that allows everyone to much more efficiently respond when there's an opportunity and to make the most, to do the most environmental good.
So you've been there before and seen these floods. Could you kind of describe to me what's it like to see this water just gushing out?
The river will rise about 5.5 feet in elevation over the course of the period when the flood is occurring. In the first hours of the flood, the river tends to pick up all the driftwood along the river's banks. The river, it goes from being clear to being sediment rich, not the kind of water that you really want to drink, and that'll probably, the wood will probably pass in the first couple hours, but the river will probably stay roily and brown. Some of the rapids become much harder at high water. Some of the rapids wash out and become much easier. And then this will go on for much of Thanksgiving week. But by the weekend after Thanksgiving, the river will be back down and low again. And there will be certain parts of the river where there will be large new sandbars that will have been created by the river.
The hours before the flood starts, what do you feel? Are you anxious, nervous, confident?
Well, this is the fourth time we've done it. In 1996, when we were about to do this for the first time, there was a lot of apprehension. I was down in the canyon with a field crew. We didn't quite know what was going to go on, but we also had not figured out how in the world we were going to measure all this. So I do have an immense sense of pride and camaraderie and sort of a sense of bonding with a lot of good friends with whom I collaborated in the 1980s and 1990s as we tried to figure out what was going on to bring all this to bear. And there's a sense of satisfaction when you're lucky enough in life to be able to work on some things and have done enough of the right things that people listen to you and we implement ideas and it makes the world a little bit better place. So I guess less apprehension and more satisfaction.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Mackenzie Hamilton.